Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bear Dome.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you drink a grill tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it if it tastes all right.
Ooh-wee.
Man, God damn it. This is Rosebud at the helm of this fly-ass Rosebud show. I've been, you know, going, I'm changing. I'm going through a lot of, I'm going through a metamorphosis, you know, and I'm changing from the root of my being. You know, this show is brought to you by AskRosebud.com, DownAndDirty101.com. You know, on either one of them sites, you can find a lot of the information you're going to need to fix that dating habit, that catching habit. I mean, excuse me, not habit. They should be habits, but I'm saying that life you have. You know, on Twitter, at Mr. Rosebud, and don't forget my name got two D's in it for a double dose of this goddamn game I'm going to be sharing with you. And you know it's needed, so, you know, press 1 if you have a question. And those of you that didn't call in, the number to call in is 657-383-0809. Now, I'm sure you know on this show we be talking about problems that, you know, most dudes that's trying to get down, you know, and be in the streets have. And what to do about them. You know, we talk about that. You know, we really more into dealing with stuff before it happens because we look for that stuff to handle before it handles us. Because, excuse me, it's a fact. If you don't handle it, it will handle you. And that is a proven fact. You could try every way you want to explain it, but if you don't handle it, whatever it is, it's going to handle you. See, every relationship, I'm talking about even with dudes like us, every relationship have problems from time to time, and you need to know how to deal with them and keep both your nuts and keep getting paid and be able to catch more and more women at the same time simply by the way you handle your problems. Now, an old girlfriend that I had, back when I was in high school, called me. I wondered, damn, what is this, bro? Because, you know, I don't talk to no bros. But anyway, I wonder what does she want. So she started telling me about a bunch of stuff. Bullshit that I ain't really trying to hear. But, you know, she ain't really told me why she called. But when she did tell me, I was glad I picked the phone up because her pops is finna be 99 years old. 99. And she was telling me that he remembered me and wanted me to come to the birthday party. So what I'm saying is, what's significant about this? When I was maybe second year college, maybe first year college, I'm not sure. But I, doggone, was in a band. And this dude whose birthday is coming up, he's 99 years old. He is the bro that I was with at that time's father. And I didn't, you know, he didn't like me because he thought I was slick, woo-woo. You know, I didn't like him because I seen he was slick driving Cadillacs and all that shit. But I owe my whole desire to being on the road and doing shit to him, because I can't remember what year, but it had to be 73, 74. He bought his daughter, my girlfriend, a TR6, a Triumph TR6. But she had moved to Philadelphia to become a DJ and shit. And he asked me would I drive her car while he drove his Cadillac. He said, you don't need no money, you don't need nothing, I'm going to do a whoop-whoop, I'm taking care of everything, blah, 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 and we leaving on so-and-so date. You want to go or what? Man, I mean, I'm young, I got a car and shit, I didn't drive on the highway, but I ain't never drove out of state. And he's talking about going to Philadelphia from California. And I told him, okay. And let me tell you something, that was the most mind-opening time I ever had. And me and that dude got cool. And on the, along the way, we would eat dinner and breakfast and all that shit together. And we'd be talking, and we just got fucking cool. Now, the moral of this story is that, see, when you have an opportunity to gain wisdom, shit knowledge that's going to become wisdom that you use, if you blocked off, if you so afraid of opening up to learn something new, it's going to pass you by. That knowledge is not destined for you. It's for you if you destined to have it. But just because you heard this knowledge could be making a 360-degree circle around a state or a city or a community. And the circle is on you right now. And if you don't get it, that don't mean everybody else ain't gonna get it. And that's how you got to think about life. Because, well, first of all, you guys should know the second rule to the ABPs of this game. Is that you got to understand and follow directions. And if you don't know that, then you ain't really been to my sites and you ain't really checked out nothing I've been saying all the time. But if you can follow directions and if you can understand the directions you're following, you have a chance at actually becoming what you're trying to become. Hoes, you know, the women you catch don't make you become, you know, the pimp you're trying to be. They just provide you with money. Well, I take that back. They don't just provide you with money, but they do provide you with money. But they also provide you with a way to hone your skills of handling shit. So what I really want to talk about today, I said all that shit so I can talk about, you know, what I really want to talk about, which is, where's your understanding at? Do you know what you're worth? Do you know your value? I'm saying, goddamn, all this kind of shit. Let's say you're a big old square and you just out on a date. If you don't know what your value is, that date going to underplay you, and you're going to get played. So, in the streets where every motherfucker you meet playing, how many ways do you think you can get played if you don't have what we finna go into tonight? See, we gonna look, you know, into where women see the value in the motherfucker that's actually fucking with her. You know, I ain't saying that you should not read or write, or you should not know how to read or write, or none of that shit. I'm not saying that, as you know, I'm not saying education is not important. But what I'm saying is, most things that you guys consider important is not important. It's just not. I'm a firm believer that you know you have to read to get different information and knowledgeable things to talk about, even on dating, if that's the case, on whatever you're reading about. But I'm a firm believer you got to read. But if you have to read to actually get what you're searching for, see, you're going to have a hard time getting it. So like I'm saying, I'm not saying you shouldn't know how to read or write. It's just important to know how to comprehend things to where you can utilize them in your everyday life. So most of you read these books, not all of you, but most of you read these books that have these words in it that you have, you should stop and find the definition so you don't misunderstand what's being said. But no, you're not going to do that. You're just going to read the word and act. You're going to act like you understand what it said, and you're going to keep going. So what I'm saying is, how are you comprehending what you're reading when you know this is how you read? See, my point is, if you have to read to elevate your, you know, your game, your knowledge about women, you don't really have any real knowledge in the first place. So you don't have anything to elevate. So what should you do? You should get some knowledge. How do you get that? Go fuck with some goddamn bitches. No, you ain't gonna do that. You ain't gonna go fuck with no bitches. You gonna see that, you know, Rosebud, you know what I'm saying? I heard of that nigga, ooh, American Pen, ooh, that nigga had hoes. Oh, man, I know he know how to have business up. I'm gonna fuck with him, woo, woo, woo. I got the little show, you in here, you get the kick, woo, you buy the course, woo, and you still don't have no bitch. Man, some of you gain hella confidence. Hella confidence. But my thing, as far as confidence go, is you need that to catch bitches. So my ultimate thing is to help you catch. But we got to go through first things first. And this is the situation that I'm seeing that's so fucked up. Because when you evaluate yourself, being truthful is essential. And if you want to gain poise when you're getting ready to kick it with a broad that you're on a date with, or you trying to catch, you trying to flip her because of what you trying, you know, you got something you want her to do, woo-woo, whatever, slick shit. See, it's not a bad, wait a minute, I don't want to get right there yet because that's ahead. First, let's, you know, talk about what's evaluating yourself. You got to tell yourself what time it is with you right now as far as what you're trying to do. And you got to accept whatever your critique is. And you got to see that that's what you're dealing with when it comes to your ammunition for dating. You can't look at me. You can't see that I, you know, talk this blah, blah, blah shit, sounds so slick, woo, woo, woo. No. You can't think you could do it because it sounds like you can do it. You got to either be able to do it or not. That's why when you're evaluating yourself, you got to be truthful. It is not a bad thing that you don't know exactly what to do on the date. Let alone you don't fucking know what to say. But it is. See, this is what Bud is about. I don't give a fuck how good you are. I talk about what you're missing. And I think it's a hell of a bad thing not to do anything about not knowing what to do on a date or what to say on that goddamn date. You should want to do something about it. Because to be honest, the information you need is not going to ever be found in any kind of book you can read, even a book you read of mine. Even a book you read of mine on a particular subject that you're actually reading it for. Reading up on how to catch, reading different things on how to be a man will not increase your chances of catching one iota. That's why all that shit that you've already read hasn't helped you at this point. And don't mistake me for saying something I'm not saying. Reading has fundamental value, and that's about all it has when it comes to catching a broad. So by all means, go on and read all the different things you read about life and the joys of reading it you shall experience. But you do want to be well-versed, but not blind. You certainly don't want to be a dummy. Man, I'm an A student. And in all my years of schooling, I might have got 2 or 3 C's, maybe 4 B's or whatever. But the rest was always A's, over 40 A's. And I'm not bragging. What I'm saying is that's how hard I try. That's how much I want to be who I say I am. I'm not going to say I'm like this and then I don't put that kind of effort into being that kind of whoever I'm saying I am. What you got to understand is none of the grades mean shit. What means something is the effort you put into getting that grade. The more effort you put into it, the more you're going to get out of it. Otherwise, most people that get A's are so, in school that is, they're just so smart that they get A's. The guys and girls that get B's, they get B's because let's say that's their capability. But the person like me, or the person like, I'm just going to take a chance and say you, see, we got to try to get an A. We got to try hard to get an A. And when we get an A, we certainly know what we're talking about because we learned whatever it was we needed to learn so that we can get that A. We weren't blessed with the smarts to just know it. And what that does for us, it separates us. That's why we decided to go in the streets. Most people in the streets, whether you believe it or not, are sharp as fuck. There are the ones you see on TV or the characters in movies that's dumb and whatever. They're there. But most people in the street are sharp as fuck. That's why the streets is full of motherfuckers like me that you don't know nothing about and you ain't gonna know nothing about because you ain't in the streets. So, you know, that's what this show is about, being able to be in the streets. What you have to understand is none of the academic, none of that slick know how to talk shit mean shit when it comes to catching a woman. None of it. I mean, I'm sure some of you are like I was then when I was your age and able to, you know, really are able to put words together and got a goddamn, you know, conversation. Man, you know, sometimes you talk about or let a woman know how smart you are by using words, big words. But what I'm saying is, believe me, bitches could care less about what my fucking GPA is. They could care less about how goddamn smart I am when it comes to schooling. These fucking women, all women, only care about what your knowledge is and, you know, that knowledge of women in particular. If you don't know anything about women, you will never be successful at having them. The only thing I need, the only thing you need in reality, is what either of us is thinking. But see, what I think is based on the level of game that I have. Otherwise, what I'm thinking is trying to elevate myself whatever I do know. But I know that means I got to think correctly about what I'm thinking about if I'm ever going to elevate my thoughts in the future about it. So I'm telling you, I think it's important to read, you know, if you want to have a vast knowledge of, you know, what Socrates or Plato or some motherfucker like that did. Let me ask you this before I go any further. What good with knowing the radius of a circle do you, any of you that's listening, when it comes to talking to women? There's a lot of you out there listening. Somebody come on here and tell me the radius of a circle. Come on. Come on, somebody, press one, because I ain't got time to be waiting and begging you motherfuckers. If you don't want to come on, you don't. So I take it that you don't. Either you don't know or you don't want to come on. But let me tell you what fucking good knowing the radius of a... Oh, shit, 347. What's up, man? First, before you start talking... Hey, before you start talking bully to you, goddamn it, because your ass is on here. Come on. What's the radius of a circle?
The radius of a circle is 3.14.
3 point what?
3.14. That's the diameter.
Ding, 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 ding. Now, wait a minute. The radius is 3.14, right? How do you get to that? Because 3.14 is known as what? See, what I'm saying is, you could be sharp. I ain't saying you aren't. I'm glad you came on and got the right answer. But you don't know what the answer is based on, or you would know why you have that answer. You just know you've heard it and learned it and remembered it. That's why this shit don't work. I'm a nigga from the streets. What I know works. 3.14 in math is known as pi, P-I. The way you get to pi is the way you get to the radius of a circle is to use pi. Pi times the radius squared, which is mean whatever that is times itself, is what the goddamn area, which means the entire volume of space that circle is using, is. What I'm saying is, I told you all that. Listen, bro, listen to me carefully. I told you all that because I know and I remembered what I read. But, bro, that's only as far as that goes, right, because it's right in the books. Do you think I could take that shit and walk over here and measure a circle because I know how to... Do you think somebody could say, bud, go over there and tell me what the area of that circle is? The area means what pi times the radius squared. Otherwise, even though I know that shit, I couldn't do it. That's why reading about it ain't shit. Because the motherfucker that don't even know what pi is, but he's a sharp motherfucker when it comes to this math shit. You say, well, man, tell me the area of that circle over there. He knows you got to do this, that, and the other, which is going to equal pi. And he know once you got this measurement, he going to do blah, blah, blah. Well, I'm saying they still coming up with pi or the radius or the area. But what I'm saying is they not being stopped. This is where I'm coming from. First of all, do you see how I'm trying to relate this to catching a motherfucking bitch?
Yeah, I see it, man.
Well, don't just say that, man. If you see it, tell me what you see. Tell me how you see it relating to a bitch.
Well, you was talking about just now relates to a bitch is by you really got to know what the fuck you're talking about. You know, you can't just go halfway.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Thank you, bro. Thank you. Now, let me ask you another question. Be honest. Did you think you had the right answer immediately?
Yes.
Let me tell you something, bro. Let me tell you something. If you start believing in your ass, you would that that's right damn near 99% of the time. What's not right was don't allow you to go with what you think immediately is the insecurity of taking a chance. And if you don't have confidence, even though you hear exactly what I'm saying right now, you know exactly what it means, you woo woo woo, you can say this, then that, didn't even have to read, you know this. Bruh, if it's just about, you know, surface knowledge, you ain't gonna do shit about it. And I'm not saying you ain't. What I'm saying is everybody that's listening, this is how simple it is for you to see when you're full of shit about being confident. Not that you're a fake or a liar. It's just you are fooling yourself. You're making yourself think of, you know, you're this or that. Not that you're great, not that you're the baddest. I ain't saying that. You wouldn't do that. But you do make yourself pass these little tests that you completely fail if somebody was actually testing you. And you know, I'm learning all what I'm, you know, if you know that I'm talking a little different, because I'm learning shit as I'm fucking with SWU. Man, this shit that I'm learning, I'm going to put in my goddamn course, and whoever starts fucking with SWU is going to get the benefit of it all. Why? Because I'm learning motherfuckers will spend $1,300 just so they can see that they are a sucker. And I'm saying, first, you know, don't fuck with me if you don't think you're going to go through with what's going on, because goddamn, if you don't, do any of you know any schools or hey, 347, I'm sorry, man, I'm going to put you back in. Do any of you know any schools or universities that allow you to be in their environment if you don't keep up with the work? I mean, it seems to me everyone knows that to go to a university, the prerequisite above all is doing the work. Now, some prerequisites, you got to have done this, you got to have done that. I mean, it's prerequisites. But now, once you've met them and you're in the school, don't you think you got to do what got you to in the school the whole time you in the school? See, what I'm saying is I'm learning this because I never would fucking do it. But I have people who spend $1,300 to get in my school so I can tell them what they already know. They already know they betas. They are in the way you can tell you're beta, fellas. I'm not cracking on them. The way you can tell you a beta is if something is explained and you comprehend the explanation, and then you're required to carry out what was explained that you totally understand, and you can't do it, or you won't do it, or you have 950,000 excuses for why you haven't done it yet, when there's other motherfuckers in the same environment that you in that have done it. See, right there, you know what you are. Betas are motherfuckers that know what they need to do, but they just scared to do it. See, dudes that are beta, that have the potential to be alpha, they don't fucking know what to do, because when they find out what to do, they do it. They goddamn do it. They do it, and whatever they're supposed to get out of it, if they don't, let's say they fucking with me, and they doing what I'm saying, and they don't, hang this shit up. Let's say they fucking with me, and what I'm talking about they supposed to get, they don't get. Man, I'ma hear it. See, but I don't hear it. And I didn't realize, I actually thought my course was like hella good, which it is. But the reason I don't hear from these fools or a lot of the people that have bought my goddamn course, is because, for one thing, even if you just look at it like a series back to back, you're going to get something out of it. So the people that's loving it, it's because they getting something out of it. And so I'm thinking, if these motherfuckers have got what they supposed to have got out of it, we could go further. So I, you know, start my school and shit, have motherfuckers come in that bought my shit and supposed to have. These motherfuckers was at home bullshitting. Otherwise, if you got to go and talk to this person that you don't know in whatever environment you choose, and all you have to do is whatever the assignment says do, it's not asking you to go stand on a bridge and jump off and you can't swim. What I'm saying is asking you to do something you can do, but you find every reason that you haven't done it yet. You're a fucking alpha dude. What you want me to do? I mean, excuse me. You're a fucking beta dude. What you? You might even be Charlie. I don't know. I didn't start my school to, you know, determine who's alpha, beta, Charlie, delta, I guess Frank, George, and whoever else you want to name for alphabets down the list. I didn't start my school for that, and I'm not really telling you all about my school as per se. I'm saying motherfuckers that lie to themselves get extremely charged. And my whole point is you can't goddamn expect to read up on any real ways to catch no goddamn woman. I mean, there's exceptions. You can use something I said or something someone you heard said, and you actually catch. I mean, there's a sense, but that's luck. See, the reason I'm kicking it like this, because I don't give a fuck if none of you motherfuckers, you know, press one. Because, you know, in the past few days, I didn't pass that shit up. Because I got all my shit written down. I'm talking about 60, 70 fucking shows. That's like a whole year and something worth of shows. So, you know, if I got to kick it with myself, with NAMA, man, this 786 motherfucker trying to fuck with me. Hold on. Hold on, 786. I was going to say before your motherfucking ass press one. If I got to talk to my goddamn self, I don't care because I done made my mind up. So I'm just going to kick it and then I'm going to be gone. What's up, 786?
What's going on, bud? Man, it's LP, man. What's up with it?
Hey, man, what's happening with you?
Man, I just tune back into that confidence course, man, that I got for me, that you done looked out for me, man. You know, and I'm starting to see some things. I like the way you put it. I'm actually starting to, you know, realize how much shit going to just having confidence. You know what I mean? Like, I always been a confident motherfucker because I've been an athlete, lift weights and all that shit. But now I see how to use it. You understand me?
Yeah, but
I
listen,
see how
this
to
is
use it.
Hold on. Athletes and shit have a very false confidence. Because if you don't go pro, then whatever your athletic skills are become a hindrance in the rest of your life. That's why I try to tell athletes, don't depend on your skill. I mean, depend on it, go far as it'll take you. But for confidence, your skill ain't shit. Because once you off the football field, that bitch don't play football. Once you off the basketball court, that bitch don't play basketball. The only thing she could benefit is on how you got money. Now, you don't want that, and that's the hindrance, because after, you know, once you get big like that, you know, and you don't goddamn really have the money, or you actually do have the money, don't nobody like you for you. So we got to, you know, if you, let's say you did, you know, a tall motherfucker, you went out basketball, whoop, and somehow broke your leg in the end, blah, 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 but you came up with some money, and you out here in the club atmosphere. You know, hella bitches done heard of you, done heard about your little accident, done heard about your settlement, even though you ain't, you know, out there playing. You know, if you really let your money do the talking for you, you can act like a baller. You can act like one of these motherfuckers out there balling. And the bitch, she gonna be cool with it. But, see,
right,
that money gonna run out. What I'm saying is, if you was that same dude and you had, let's say, been fucking with me and you had your confidence right, you would never go into your money. Especially for
mm-hmm.
a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
You would never, you would have done whatever the hell you did, and you would have got whatever the hell you got out of the accident or whatever, and you would be whoever the fuck you are, but you would really be that person. And that person
exactly.
ain't necessarily got no goddamn money for no big head motherfucking bitch because she know I got some money. No, bitch, get over here like you can. I ain't getting you no cab. Hey, you ain't got to be like that, but I'm just giving you a hint of what I'm talking about, man. You got anything else, bro?
Yeah, man. I just been applying that shit, man. I've been using that flipping. I'll be using that shit on a lot of bitches, man. You know what I'm saying? Taking their words, using it to get them to think what you want to think to entice them. You know what I'm saying? I've been using that shit. That shit be working like a charm, man. That
hey, let me tell you
like
something, bro. The thing about the course, if you, let's say you on your own, I don't recognize your voice, so I don't think you in my school, but you got the course.
Nah.
Let's say you go through the course and learn it like you sound like you're learning it. See, when you enrolled in Sidewalk University and I start giving you these assignments, you prepared for that goddamn shit because you done already prepared yourself. You know, now you're trying to master what you're doing. See, that's what – there's a few dudes that come, they visit my class. You know, because they, you know, they learned and whatever, and alumni, you know, they come back and grace me with, you know, try to help me out with these knuckleheads and shit. But what I would prefer, people like you, to decide to come to SWU because you already know about the course. People that I fuck with, I mean, not only do I got to get them hip to the course, but I got to damn near baby them to do the shit that the course asks you to do. And hell of them won't even do that. And you know the course ain't asking you to go goddamn walk in the middle of the street with your clothes off in the middle of the night, you know, zigzagging so you can. It ain't asking you to do nothing stupid where you gonna get hurt. All it's asking
that
you to do.
That shit's fun to me.
All it's asking you to do is man up and do something. But these motherfuckers can't do it. And then they want to be mad at me. But they're not really mad.
Nah, you.
They just be upset that, because I block them. You know, you ain't going to do the shit, you out. You know, you can be this way up until a certain point.
I don't know how, man. That course, man, that course is a motherfucking, man. You know, it actually gives you how to have that pimp mentality, you know what I'm saying? See yourself
as
warranty and let the bitch see you, man. So, yeah,
hey,
man.
Dude,
I don't know how to.
Hey, hold up.
Yeah.
Hold up. Hit me later after the show. Make sure you put your area code and your first three digits in your email. I'm going to hit you back, man. I got something to kick it with you. I ain't going to kick it with you on here no more. Because you saying some shit that's really about what I'm doing. So just make sure you hit me, askrosebud@gmail.com, and put the area code and the prefix. And then I'm gonna kick it with you about something, but I'm gonna put you back. Okay, so see now that kind of stuff there is exciting to me, and I guess you wonder why I be telling you this shit. I'm telling you this shit because if you want to know how to catch a woman, you better deal with a lot of them every day. You can't figure you have a bead on how to catch a woman or women when you only deal with one woman or two or three, maybe five, six, seven women a week. And I'm saying those are like minuscule numbers, and hell of you guys out there don't even deal with those numbers. I'm just saying, if you can't do what's asked, as far as what's going to get you to become this alpha, then you should accept that you should no longer want to be an alpha. You're getting some of the ways presented to you that you had no idea of, But now, since you've gotten to this group of people, you got all this stuff coming to you, showing you do these things and you'll be like Alpha. These are the things you weren't doing before. These are the things you couldn't do because you had no idea that they existed. So it would seem to me, if you, especially if you spend money, you're spending money on this stuff to learn all these things you don't know, it would seem to me, since you spend money and these are things you don't know, you would try to do them. I mean, it just seems like that's a common sense thing. Or else, if you don't do them, and if you knew you weren't going to do them from the get-go, why the fuck would you pay somebody $1,300? I mean, this is how far dudes go to lie to themselves. Man, I didn't give a goddamn. I used to speak to over 100 women every week. And within a month, I might get rejected from five or six. I mean, not rejected, but I might get action from five or six. And of those, I might end up really having action at one and don't even catch her. But do the math. That means I'm dealing with, you know, on a personal level, 20 to 25 women a month. I mean, excuse me, a week. And I might catch one. I might not. See, the ratio is 4% or 5%. It's dismal ratio or ratings if, you know, in any field, if you're only catching or doing anything 5% of the, you know, time, hell, you're not doing shit. But see, here's what you're not looking at. 4 or 5% ratio means that in the course of that year, I might catch 12 women. I might catch 12 women in that year. Now, I'm not going to get to have them or keep them, but I got action at it. You can't see, when you a dude like me or like the way you guys trying to be, you can't depend on who you looking at unless you're looking in the mirror. I'm saying if out of 100 bras, I mean, if out of 100 bras, I catch 6, that's 6%. That's a hell fucked up ratio. But let's say out of that 6%, I keep 2, which means, out of them 6 bras, I keep 2. Out of that little dismal percentage, I'm even down further. But if those 2 stay through that year, how much money have I got? And I only put in some work, mental and physical. 2 bras getting you, you know, over $1,000, you know, combined a day, that's $365,000. Not counting the goddamn times they get you much more than that. I'm saying on a bare minimum you're getting that. And I'm saying, come on, man, do the math. If you're really talking about this game, you know, you don't learn this kind of stuff by reading. You can only get on this, you know, this kind of goddamn information by getting up off your goddamn ass and going and mess with some women. You don't want to be sounding like a bookworm when you out, you know. And what the fuck we be doing, you just got to accept that knowledge is what you learn in the pursuit of your craft. And your craft is catching women. If what you learning got something to do with the videos or whatever, it ain't, man, you ain't learning shit. But if you're trying to have bitches and what you learn has something to do with how you think or what you do to catch a bitch, now you're getting sharp because you're pursuing your craft. You ain't going to catch no woman because you got a big vocabulary. I mean, I know that to be a fact. You just ain't going to catch no women based on your vocabulary. And if you do, she's fake. I mean, Facebook and other media type women, you know, they're going to be impressed with them big words. That's because her image is, you know, on the media is fake. Her profile is fake. You know, what they believe about themselves is fake. And they accept it. Now, why would you do that? You hear how it sounds when I goddamn say it. But more than that, why would you do it? You know you're out there. There's no magic sentences for you that you can read and you can memorize them so that you can use them on a female. There's no magic sentence you can use that's going to make her magically get real with you. You have to have a system, a basis of belief, and you have to use that system to let your basis of belief direct you to how to catch that bug. And as you're doing that, you have to make her aware that you're being principled as you get at her. And you talking about a bitch coming. Come on, man, that bitch be so wet. Just by you talking to her like this. I'm telling you, I know you motherfuckers ain't slow. So you just got to know, I'm saying the only weapon you have is you. You are the most powerful weapon in this war. Not war, but in this whatever with women. If you messing with a woman and you don't know within like way less than 20, but I'll say 20 minutes. If you, man, you should know if you should stay or not. And if you don't know, your ass going to get charged because you're guessing. And she going to make you see everything to guess in her favor. That's just how it is. You can't be dealing with a social media type woman and think she's going to be real when you meet her. If you do meet up, you know, with one of them social media motherfuckers, you got to establish almost immediately that you really like, you know, what you saw in her photo and not any of the shit you read. That's if she looked like her photo. 9 out of 10 times they got to explain some shit. That's just how it go. Now, check this out. You guys, I know you know what drawing a line in the sand is. See, you guys got to understand, the line in the sand has already been drawn, and if she gets real with you, you know, you can follow your action. But you have to establish that that's how it's going to be quickly, so you don't waste no time. And when a woman see that you ain't trying to waste time with her, she's either going to get real if she like you, or when you leaving her, she going to look at you and lick her lips. I mean, even if she's looking good and shit, me, I could care less. I know I'm capable of having 5 or 10 good-looking women like her ass at a time. I could have them all at once. See, your mentality has to be firm like this, but you have to have some things to base this mentality on. You have to have the attitude that you're worth too much to spend 1 second longer than it takes you to see she ain't what you want. Now, I'm telling you, you got to be like this. If you're not, you're a dime a dozen. I ain't trying to be a dime a dozen. You let her see that you ain't impressed with how good she looks or what the fuck she's saying. Because you only go with you discover and whoever you talking about, who you, woman, whoever, can't tell me shit. I got to discover what I believe. And then as you express these things, you know, everything gotta have a time limit, or you're gonna find yourself chasing a ghost. Women don't want to feel rushed. But if you allow them to dilly-dally with your time, you're going to find that most of the times you've been wasted it. The way you catch a woman, I'm telling you something right here. The way you catch a woman is have them stay on your time schedule. You really make a splash with a woman if she sees you're getting bored with her conversation. Especially if you indicate you want to leave. You know, girl, whatever, you know, I'm going to go. What? Yeah. I'm telling you this. They wonder, who is that motherfucker? You probably don't believe me, but I'm telling you the truth. And the thing is, what do you have to lose by trying this shit? Have you ever tried anything like this in your goddamn life of trying to date a bitch or catch a fucking bitch, make her think you bored with her and you got to go? I have. And women love a man with time on his mind over her bullshit. They do. Because that means to them, see, women are selfish. And when they see you standing tall like that, that means to them you ain't going to be no punk for no pussy. You know, I've experienced a lot of shit. And I've experienced, you know, women who want to speak about everything about, I mean, everything except what you want to speak about. You know, they get some kind of way, go fast, talk. What, man, I didn't see that shit. You know, and I vowed long ago to never let that shit happen to me because I let it happen to me before. Sit up and waste my time talking to a motherfucker. You know, I seen her avoid my conversation, but at the time I wasn't slick enough to redirect, you know. So what I'm telling you is how you have to perceive yourself if you want a woman to see the value in you as a man. See, I come at women far off, you know, what I determine they like. You know, I do that because, you know, that's one of the best ways, one of the ways I take control of the conversation. If she look, you know, loud and shit, you know, I'm not going to be loud too, but I'm going to come in there with a really quiet aggressiveness, let her know I ain't scared of that goddamn shit. But what I'm saying is, when I come from where I do, she got to accept where I'm coming from before she can accept what I'm saying, and I know that. So I got to calm her motherfucking ass down before I really try to get at her. I ain't going to try to get at her while she being combative, which you guys do. So even when you just listening to me in this environment, I'm dropping bombs. I'm dropping cane. I'm lacing you with shit that you would not ordinarily get. And even if you heard some of the shit that I said, or that I'm saying, you didn't heard it before. What's so dope about me? If I say one thing, believe me, the next 20 times I say it, it's going to be about a different subject. Otherwise, the topic could be whatever. But what I'm actually talking about is something totally different than the last time, whatever I was talking on this topic. Why? Because it ain't no one subject that's going to be covered. I mean, that's going to cover a topic ain't going to have one subject. Topic, having game, you know, handling this shit, that's the topic. Man, how many ways you going to get tested in that? No, so you can't, the subject can't be what you do in the streets, what you do when this happens. That can't be what you really concerned with. You got to be concerned with having game. So if the topic is this, A, B, C to Z, your ass know what to do because you got game. You ain't down on no topic. That's me. I don't trip on, you know, the woman that much. I mix my statements. You know, I make sure they see that I'm really chivalrous. But they also see that I'm bold as fuck. And I'm totally involved in being myself. They can see that. I'm not conceited to where I'm just filling all my clothes and shit. you know, trying to look in some kind of mirror or whatever. But I do things like that, put on my clothes and look in the mirror. But I do it in a way like they think is incidental. Why? Because I'm involved with being me way more than I'm involved with whatever the fuck this woman got to offer. After all, in the end, who really catches her? Who really catches? Does she catch me or do I catch her? Believe me, I catch her in every instance. At the same time, I'm saying some bold things. And I'm letting her know, if you don't want to deal with me, you know, I let them know what they can do. I ain't mad at you. Shit. Because in my mind, it's her loss. This is how I've trained myself to think. My experiences with this scenario is the woman will undoubtedly call me later on in the month or later on in the year, but she's going to call me again because my number ain't changing. You know, it doesn't matter to me when she calls because I never waited on her to call. See, most of you want to know the best way to catch a broad. And the cold part about it is you wouldn't do it if somebody even told you the best way to catch her. You wouldn't do it because you wouldn't believe it. Matter of fact, I'm going to just tell you. The best way to catch any broad is to tell her the truth about what you want up front. Because I know the more you make her guess about what you're up to, the more you let her make herself leery. You tell her the truth, and most times they're going to react in a less than happy way. Girl, I see you looking, you know, I want to get some money with your ass. You know, but if she doesn't tell you to fuck off, 9 out of 10 times you in. You just got to flip it. 626, what's happening with you?
Man, bud, that's the truth. What are you talking about when you're getting out a female or getting out whoever? Like, telling them the truth, that's just, man, that lets them know where you're coming from. And if they're not going to fuck with it, they're not going to fuck with it. That just got to be what it is.
But see, well, I mean, that's why I said it costs us the truth. You got a question?
Exactly. No, I just wanted to chime in on that one because, man, I be doing that same shit. I've been, let's see, probably like a month now. But I come at them straight out. They be saying, like, little shit, like, oh, they ain't going to do this, they're not going to do that. And I tell them exactly, this is what I want. And 9 out of 10 times, or a lot of the times, they go with it. They go against what they say. So, man, all this shit.
Yeah, because they ain't really
saying
nothing. They just talking. You know, they just talking, and if you go with what they saying, that's what they going to do. But some of them ain't going to go with what you're saying, and you want them to tell you
not everybody.
Right away. They ain't going, okay, baby, let me drop you off and give you, you know, $15 for a cab, because I don't even want to ride with the bitch no more. I'll give a bitch cab fare in a minute. If you walk home, whatever you do with the money, I don't give a fuck. But once you let me know I don't want to fuck with you, then here, take this 20, baby, call yourself a cab. You know?
Right, real shit, man.
That's the way to do it. You got to be real. All right, man, I'm going to put you back in. I got hella more things to say. excuse me. Now, the more a woman knows that you straight up about what you believe and how you going to be, see, you become a catch magnet. Because, see, I'm a catch magnet. And I know I have the right type of conversation for whoever the fuck I'm going to meet. Whoever it is, I don't care. I ain't trying to be here to meet no broad. Betty, Barbara, Carol, Misty, I could give a goddamn who she is. I'm ready to catch her. All she got to do is give me whatever I think is some action. And it shouldn't have to be no certain type of woman for me to get at her or you to get at her. No certain race, no certain height, none of that dime or whatever that goddamn nonsense you motherfuckers be talking about. The only requirement should be that she's a goddamn woman who is available. Right here, actually right here is where most of you guys start failing. And that's because you're looking for a certain kind of woman. See, that's really funny to me. I mean, think about it. You're going out. You call yourself looking for this, in quotes, dime. You don't know who she is. You don't know what the fuck she looks like. You don't know where she's going to be. And if you did know where she's going to be, you don't know the time to be there. And these things, my friends, is why you never meet that bitch. Now, is if you was looking for the next woman, regardless of how she looks, because you should know that in a week or two of being with you, she's going to be looking different anyway. But if you was doing that, you'd have more action at catching. These are basic things that you would know if you sat around and kicked it with dudes is really about this game. The things that you talk about, you know, yourself, will transform her. Simply by you explaining what kind of dude you is, where you going, you know, what makes you know you going to get there. And you, baby, you know, you could come too. What I'm saying is, she's never going to be the same. At least you need to know she's never going to be the same. So you can mold her. And she's going to stay with you because of what you did for her mindset about herself. Fellas, that's called putting work in. What's beautiful to her is that she thought of herself as a plain Jane in a city full of women who know how to dick tease a motherfucker with their beauty, who successfully done this or that, you know. And she ain't did none of this shit. She's a plain Jane. And now you done shown her how not only to dick tease, if that's what you want to do, baby, but, you know, you done showed her how to think about herself. You done showed her how she ain't got to think like she was thinking. Now, what I'm saying is you put your work in. You're doing this shit. And she started out getting whatever amount of money. But the whole time you've been transforming her, you've been checking money. Maybe it was $100, bum-ass bitch. But the bitch don't know shit. $100 tonight, $130 tomorrow, $200 the next day. And when she started getting them threes, her mind know how to get money now. And when she started getting that money, she gonna thank me for turning her out. Because she sees she's a bad bitch. Which makes me a bad motherfucker to her. See, I mean, you guys just gotta understand. What you've shown her, or what you should have shown her, is not, you know, how not only to be this really fly woman, you then taught her, you know, when she thinks of herself, she's, you know, that woman that all of those pretenders are faking to be. And she gonna feel, I'm telling you, she owe it all to you. But of course, she don't owe you shit. And you better not start thinking she does. What you owe her is a penny, which is what you groomed her to get. And the only way you go ahead as a motherfucker you didn't groomed is a pimp on her, because the more she be out there, she becoming a hoe. and all the bullshit you think about that, you know, relationship shit. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't got the mentality of a pimp to have a relationship with a hoe, you just gonna get left. And you gonna be trying to get the bitch back, take her back, whatever, and you gonna be fucking with a nigga like me. Man, I wish I would. Man, let me tell you something, you motherfucker. You better say bye to that bitch, man. Because I'm for the pimp on the hoe, and I ain't gonna let you take no food off my plate. Man, whatever you wanna do after that, after I didn't tell you that, whatever. See, I'm raw when I explain, you know, shit to a motherfucker. But bitches have to be spoon-fed this information. And sometimes, you know, it shit come to you, and you have to really give her a big spoonful. And you got to understand that this spoonful is necessary. Otherwise, you got to force-feed that bitch sometime. And that means fuck you, bitch. Fuck what you talking about. Fuck anything you think, bitch. Go get my money. You know, think about the arsenal that I be telling you about. You know, today, you know, we are talking about your value, you understanding your value. Do you know what your arsenal will do for you or your value to a woman when you speak to her? God damn, first off, you know, the reason you had his arsenal is because when you say something, you already know or have an idea what this motherfucking bitch going to say in response, so you already prepared. She ain't got to say exactly what the hell you think, but you know you already thinking ahead of her, so when whatever she think, you just going to adjust real quick and go to your second line. Now, of course, you didn't program the bitch, so she ain't going to respond exactly the way you want, you know, or the way you expect her to. But the fact that you're expecting something is preparing you for any response she has because you're thinking. Otherwise, you know how you watch tennis. This motherfucker serve, hit that serve over. And when he hit that serve, he don't know where the ball coming, but he moving both his feet, jumping around, ready because he finna move in any direction, any goddamn way, and whatever the fuck, he don't know which goddamn stroke he gonna need to hit this ball, but he know he a master of all these motherfucking strokes, and he gonna do, you know, put his athleticism together, and the next thing you know, you gonna be talking about, damn, did you see that? See, this is the way it works. So, let's say you've been speaking to a woman for 8 minutes, and you're talking about how, you know, I ain't taking no shit from this bitch. Now, you've been speaking for about 8 minutes, and you realize that she actually giving you action. Now, you got to remember, you done said a few things. You done told her, you know, basically what you want. And, you know, she done responded in a positive manner, which indicates, you know, you can have her at this point. So, you do know what you should do at this point, right? You need to tell the bitch that you got to go take care of some business. And now what I'm saying is you got to be playing your hand. Now, you don't really want to say this and go take care of some business. You plan when you tell her this because you're looking for her to show you that she really likes you. So, you know, you can tell she really likes you by the way she is responding to you. So you telling her you have to go is like, you know, taking yourself away from her. And she don't want that. And you want her to respond a way that's going to be like when a salesman see a customer. And this customer's on the fence about buying this washing machine. That salesman simply tell that customer something to make the customer think they are going to blow their deal. And the best way to take it off the table, I told you that you all need to be men with missions when you speak to women or a woman. You're supposed to want that woman to come with you, and your whole conversation is to that end. Or what's the fucking use of talking to her? You're not continually talking about sex, but the things you are saying to her about you are turning her on, or they should turn her on. And I have hella tools for you to develop an alluring conversation that's going to actually be centered on you, but totally sexual in nature. I know things to say that I'm going to share with you. Well, I did share with you in my tools. That's not going to directly ask her to come with you for sex, but they will tell her that that's the kind of dude you are. And if she decides with her rebellious ass to fucking come fuck with you, she's going to know that. And see, that's intriguing to her. Very fucking intriguing. And I also going to have to say the type of things that's going to let her know that I'm not budging from, you know, my position to have you. I'm trying to have you. This is me. You know, so let's put you in the scenario I was talking about a minute ago. You tell her you're getting ready to leave in a few. Now, what you're doing here is looking for her to ask you to stay, or best case scenario, ask if she could come with you. Now, when you tell her you're getting ready to leave, like I say, you're looking for a reaction of her sadness, but of course she's accepting it. Now, she can be accepting and happy, you know, that she met you. Golly, you're leaving, I'm so happy I met you, blah, 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 that kind of shit. Or she can be upset but not know what to do. Damn, you leaving? You know, she don't know what to do. See, any one of these responses means she wants you to stay. And she's close to saying it. Let me just put it like that. If you stay cool at this point, you can easily coax her into asking you to stay. All you have to do, because you're comfortable with sitting and talking now, because you've already let her know what you want, you already let her know you want her ass, and she's still sitting here talking to you, so of course you're going to still, you know, be playing your hand. But now you're comfortable enough to let her know if she wants to continue kicking it, she could come with you, or you lead up to that. And if it gets to this point, very seldom will you miss. You would have to actually sabotage it yourself to miss at this point. Now, even if the woman says she wants to come, you still got to keep playing your hand and not make it too easy. So you keep playing, because you should always be playing. ABPs. You should sound as cordial as, you know, and as inviting as possible, and tell her with a big smile, I'd love to let you come with me, but you don't really look like you can stand what I got in store for you. And then before she says something, just continue. I know I already told you I wanted to ravish you, and I do. I mean, this is what you're supposed to do. You ain't supposed to be talking about no dicks or no pussies. Here's the time you're supposed to use words that make her imagination take over. See, I know you motherfuckers think that's coming on too strong. And in some cases, most cases, it is. But I've had women come to me off the strength I display when I wanted them. You know, you didn't mention it to her in the beginning of the conversation. You know, she's talking to you. I already told her, you know, you want to do something to her, you know, sex. You know, maybe not. I kind of try not to say the word sexually. But I use the word intimate. You know, I use a lot of different words, but what I'm saying is, since I mentioned my intentions in the beginning, and she sat here and talked to me, it's not really as strong as it sounds. It started to simmer in her the first time you mentioned it. And if she has any hesitation to you saying, you know, or mentioning or hinting to you, you want to take her with you, you know, just say you wanted to know, you wanted her to know what you wanted to do to you, with you. But that's not really saying you want that, baby. And if you don't, you know, it's cool. What I'm saying is you open that door and before she want to walk through it, slam it. And let her know that I'm just wanting to make sure that, you know, you want that. Otherwise, the door is closed, but it ain't locked. If you want to open that door, you can. Women think like this. They think shit through like this. They ain't bullshitting. And neither should you. Don't be afraid to establish that kind of shit. With the way things are today, you can't get her to sign no goddamn contract before you take her with you. So at least have some kind of verbal agreement. You see, I'm the kind of dude, I want strong bras. I don't want no weak bras. I want bras who could handle the truth. And any woman that wants to go with me, after the shit I be saying to them, I know all they need is a little show and tell in the bedroom. See, once we on our way to my car, my confidence and, you know, how I come at her is going to catch her. Any broad who's not intending on being caught that night is fucking with me at this point is finna be caught. I know my goddamn confidence gonna catch that woman who had second thoughts about coming out that motherfucking night. She probably didn't even want to come out. And I'm gonna catch her if she talked to me. Hey, my tools and my confidence will catch any woman who's loose and speak to me. And I'm sure you guys realize, most of you probably don't, you don't even want to talk to a woman who ain't loose. That's why you got to know women to be able to tell when they're loose. How you going to manage to shake fruit from the tree unless it's loose? Look, you guys, I'm going to give you 5 or 10 more seconds to ask me a question while I drink this water. And if you don't have no question, I'm good with that. Hey, but you guys, I'm going deep. I know I am. But stay with it. You're going to learn some shit. I'm actually experiencing some shit that I just had no idea I was going to experience. And it's really healthy for me. All right, I'm gone.